Welcome to Sports at Large. Jim Smith has been on the job as athletic director at Maryland for just over 6 months. In that half year, Smith has likely learned that these days, the job of chief college athletic administrator often is about making the best selection from a series of bad choices. Specifically, Smith has had to figure out what to do with a football program that is seemingly hopelessly mired in mediocrity, aspiring to be relevant. Saturday's 45-20 home loss to Michigan dropped the Terps' season mark to 4-7 and extended their losing streak to 7. For a second straight year, Maryland will not qualify for a postseason bowl game, and it reinforced that the Terps will finish with a sub-500 record in the Big Ten for an 11th straight season. It's a second straight losing campaign for head coach Mike Locksley, and the fourth such season in the 7 full years that he has been the top Terp. The particulars of some of the losses this year have been especially disheartening. The team squandered fourth quarter leads to Washington, Nebraska, and UCLA, and was overmatched against Indiana and Michigan. Furthermore, the losses to Indiana, Nebraska, and Michigan were at home, and the crowds in the Michigan and Nebraska games sounded like the Terps were on the road rather than in their own friendly confines. All those factors could, and some say should, have provided fuel for Smith to kick Locksley to the proverbial curb and start over. Instead, Smith announced before the Michigan game that Locksley will return next year, despite an 0-20 record against ranked Big Ten opponents and a 16-42 overall conference record. Indeed, Smith upped the ante for himself, declaring that he is, quote, fully committed, unquote, to giving the coach and the players all the resources they need to compete. In today's college marketplace, that means Smith is all in on getting Maryland into the name, image, and likeness game, as well as the player compensation component. Smith's gambit on Locksley may appear sentimental, but is probably just as practical for a couple of reasons. First, for whatever his shortcomings are on game day, Locksley is a terrific recruiter. Gifted former Terps are playing important roles in other teams, including Indiana and Michigan, which indicates that the coach knows how to spot and attract talent. Maryland's current quarterback, Malik Washington, is one of the nation's top freshmen. His play has been up and down throughout the year, mostly up, and his progress could hold the key to where the Terps and Locksley land going forward. Smith's other reason for keeping Locksley is probably strictly financial. The coach, who is the state of Maryland's highest-paid public employee, has 2 more years to go on a contract that pays over $6 million annually. Cutting Locksley loose now would put Maryland in a $13 million hole, a place it really can't afford to be. So, for now, while Jim Smith may aspire to something grand, he's making do with what he has, a lesson many college students learn the hard way. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com and follow me on Blue Sky, Threads, and X at Sports at Large. Until next week, for all of us here, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the games.